East Timor concluded its first elections last week after 400 years of Portuguese colonial rule and 25 years of Indonesian occupation. One of the many things the tiny new country needs is its own television and radio stations. For now, NPR's Rob Gifford discovered, they're having to make do with American TV. He sent this from Dili, the East Timorese capital.
I recognized the voice on the restaurant television as I sat down for dinner in downtown Dili, a kind of whiny Boston lawyer voice. I couldn't quite place it, but when I turned round, there on the screen, of course, it was Ally McBeal. Ally McBeal in East Timor, I thought, what is going on? Among the rubble of a city 70% destroyed by militia violence 2 years ago, here was the ditzy, angst-ridden lawyer going through her early midlife crisis on the screen with Indonesian subtitles. There are no local TV stations in East Timor yet, just a channel run by the United Nations. So you watch Ally McBeal on Star World, a satellite channel beaming from Hong Kong. It's become essential viewing in the bars around Dili since the UN arrived 2 years ago to oversee East Timor's transition from Indonesian rule to independence. With their SUVs and their $100 a day allowances, the 10,000 UN personnel have brought in all sorts of things you might not otherwise expect in this sleepy tropical town. Great cappuccinos, for one. It's just there seemed to be something so out of place about Ally McBeal. Her life is so many thousands of miles away from the lives of most East Timorese. Her problems in court and with the opposite sex must seem unintelligible, I thought, in a country with no real functioning legal system and people who only just have enough to eat. Surely these people don't need Ally McBeal. They need worthy documentaries about serious nation-building issues. But as I sat, I realized that the East Timorese around me were watching the drama avidly, and it began to dawn on me that maybe I was wrong. Maybe this is exactly what they need. Rule of law in fun, bite-sized pieces, accessible perhaps in a way that no dry UN training courses could be. Among its population of 800,000 people, East Timor has less than 60 lawyers. So perhaps it's not Western cultural imperialism after all. Perhaps the people of East Timor can really learn something, even from some of the wacky cases that Ally and Billy and Georgia have to fight. Last week, the East Timorese voted for their new assembly, which will become the country's legislature. They're getting the hang of this democracy thing. And who knows, maybe American legal dramas can add to that and give people here a glimpse, however offbeat, of some of the rights enjoyed in the West. So, come on down, Ally McBeal. East Timor needs you. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Dili, East Timor.